answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That's right, listeners. My name is Matt Baum, and you are listening to the Answer of the Week podcast, where my co-host, Joe Patrick, you know him, you love him.
That's me.
Him and I sit down, listen to all your answers, be they calls or MP3s, to the question of the week, and then we play them here on this damn show, followed by our very own answers. But before we get started, let me turn it over to my man, Joe Patrick. Tell us what we asked the listeners this week.
The current question of the week is, who is your favorite fictional character that hails from your hometown? Now, we understand...
Where did this question come from?
It came from our man, Wooly Toots.
My man, Wooly Toots.
Now, I understand that some of you live in...
City hometown.
Hicksville. Northampton, Clovenshire.
Hicksville and Dixville.
Wherever. And you might not have a character from your town. So pick a character that's from any town in which you lived during your lifetime.
We will also accept lying.
It's not like we're going to know.
We can't prove it.
But you know what? If you answer truthfully, then kudos to you.
Let's get started.
We're just going to play them in order, right? We're not going to separate calls and MP3s. We're just going to let them rip.
Yeah, man. We're just going to roll in order. We're going to roll in order, and we're going to let them all play.
No more segregating. No, everyone has equal value in the answer of the week.
You're all part of the same gang. We're going to start with the aforementioned Wooly Toots.
The inspiration for this week's question.
Oh, yeah. You used my question again, buddies, and I am going to answer right away, buddies. This is Wooly Toots, if you didn't know that, but you probably did. And this is my answer of the week, but you didn't know that, but you probably did. Okay, here we go. My favorite fictional character to come from my hometown and state of Omaha, Nebraska is none other than Brock Sampson from the Venture Brothers. And that really needs no explanation, I think. That's it. Love you, my hometown brethren.
We didn't get a lot of calls from Omaha this week, but I feel like if we did, Brock Sampson would be a very popular answer.
Yeah.
How do you say no to Brock Sampson?
I mean, that is a good answer.
That dude will tear your head off.
And I have to say that I absolutely considered it, but because Toots came up with it first, I got to change mine.
Wow. What a jackass.
I'm changing mine. I'm giving Toots the glory.
Hey, Joe and Matt. It's Tony Doug Wright, a.k.a. the TD Dubs, part-time love slave and prodigal son, who's just given you guys a brand new article for the website. And I'm calling in for the question of the week. Well, I was born in Springfield, Ohio. No heroes from Springfield, Ohio. But when I was in college, I lived in Dayton, Ohio, which is the birthplace of one Dr. Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk. So that is pretty cool. And that's all I got to say. Take care, guys. Bye.
I did not know Bruce Banner from Dayton, Ohio.
Me neither.
I didn't know that.
God bless the Marvel Handbook.
That's crazy.
That's a good answer, Tony. Thank you.
Solid answer.
Hey, Joe and Matt. Jason Sachs here at Jason Sachs on the Twitter. So everyone knows that the greatest fictional character to come from Seattle is iCarly. End of story. No possible other decision to be made. It is iCarly, of course. But I know the category is fictional character. I want to say, though, we have non-fictional heroes in the comics industry here in Seattle. Those are the folks at Fantagraphics Books. Tim Thompson, may he rest in peace, and Gary Groff done more to elevate the quality of the comics art form in the last 30 years than virtually anybody ever to work in comics. They've produced more great graphic novels and material by world-class cartoonists than anybody else. They are true comics heroes. They deserve to be thought of in this category. So, sorry to be super serious this week, but those guys have done brilliant work, and I'm proud to be in a city where they live. So that's it. That's my answer. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I like that sometimes you guys take the question.
Sorry, sexier. One answer rules mean that your answer is iCarly. Oh.
I'm afraid we have to go with iCarly for your answer.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Love the Fantagraphics answer.
The Fantagraphics answer is really good.
Kick ass. I like that you kind of bent the rules a little bit. I love it when you guys do that and we both look at each other and be like, we can't say no to that. That's a great answer. You know,
we can't say no to you. But for real, iCarly.
iCarly. Good choice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Solid.
Hey, dude and nerd. It's Matt McNabb here to answer the question of the week. Unfortunately, I can't think of any superheroes or fictional characters in general that came from my hometown of Elizabeth, New Jersey. But just a few miles away in Jersey City, Marvel has set up home for one of their newest and most awesome characters, Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. Even though the book is only about 3 issues in, it's still probably my favorite Marvel title, and I just love Kamala. She's the closest thing and the best that I have to a hometown hero. Thanks for listening.
Solid answer.
Yeah.
Real recent, Marvel.
Yeah.
Real recent, but
timely.
Still props. And hey, if you happen to be from that area, then more power to you.
Yeah. The only other fictional character from Jersey City I can think of.
The Situation.
I was going to say Bon Jovi.
Okay. Both good answers.
Both fictional characters.
I don't know if either of them are from Jersey City.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews calling in for the question of the week. Well, guys, bear with me. There may have not been an actual fictional character from my town, but Raymond Chandler, who wrote detective stories, came from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Yes, he created one of the greatest detectives of all time, Sam Spade, known in The Big Sleep and The Maltese Falcon. Well, that's my answer, guys. Hope you like it. And check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com. And see you later. Bye-bye.
Most creative answer might go to Randy Andrews. Solid answer. Very freaking creative.
I love it. In fact, I think that might be my favorite answer.
Save it. These jerks want to know who won. We're going to tell them at the end our favorite answers. All right, you jerks. It's officially a contest. There you go. You did this. You pushed us to this.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. New format. New idea. This is the new 52. Kind of upset that the toots didn't go with like a new 52 question since this is episode 52 of the all new, all different. Are you guys renumbering? Anyway, I'm mumbling. My answer, this was a tough one, toots, man. I thought we were, you know, brothers from a different mother. I mean, I thought we were cut from the same cloth. But man, this was a brain buster because I come from a small town in Iowa. And yeah, I was born and raised there, little Marion, Iowa. We have the Swamp Fox Festival. And I've since moved a good 20 minutes west, driving, that is, with good traffic. But fictional character I'd have to go with, and it's cheap. I don't know if it will even count, but, you know, I do a lot of 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, and I include myself in the mix because I dated this guy's sister. Well, quote-unquote dated, because it was, you know, I think it was middle school. So I mean, really, it was like for a week, and I think we kissed and maybe like went to her house once and then hold hands in the hall. But anyway, I'm gonna go with my favorite fictional character from my hometown is Peter Gibbons from a show some people might know, a movie. If you're a Mike Judge fan, then you'll know this movie. It's called Office Space. The role was played by Ron Livingston, a graduate of my alma mater. I don't even know if that's the right term, but I'm going to say it anyway. But I would have to go with that. That would be my favorite fictional character to come out of my hometown would be Peter Gibbons, because I just don't feel like going to work. But weird question, tough question. I mean, I could give a cheesy answer and say any comic book character I've created over the years, like Fire Guy or Black Rain or Union, or what is another one? Oh man, there's so many. It's so fun. Morgue. I mean, there was that guy. He had all these body parts sewn to him. And then there was the Crypt, which was like these all these different, the Obituary was the leader. It was pretty cool. Anyway, I'm mumbling like normal. Thanks for the questions. All right. Peace out.
Good answer, Shonix. Talking about Burger from Sex and the City. In his breakout role in Office Space.
I honestly did not, that did not occur to me. I didn't know he was from Cedar Rapids or wherever you're claiming your heritage, but.
Your Iwegian heritage.
That is a great answer.
It's a good answer.
Hi boys, it's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy. I think most people know I live outside of San Francisco now, but I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My hometown hero of choice is the creation of another local, Jim Shooter. He came up with Star Brand back in the mid-80s, and the first wielder of this cosmic power was Ken Connell, a Pittsburgh mechanic. Now, before you go doubting me, I'll admit this is a relatively obscure bit of Marvel trivia that I'm sharing, and way more encyclopedic than I'm typically capable of conjuring up. I just don't have the archival memory that Roddy does, or the actual physical archive like Aaron, so you know there's got to be a story here, right? Here it is. When I was first getting into comics as a kid and making extra cash at the drawing contests at the little mini cons around Pittsburgh every couple months, there was a vendor who traded me a bunch of comics for some of my sketches. Mostly mid-80s Avengers, pretty raggedy-ass, worth nothing, but I didn't care because I just wanted to read them. In the stack were also some issues from the first run of Starbrand and a one-shot called The Pit. Not Pit, The Pit. It was basically about my city being completely destroyed thanks to dear old Kenny. I didn't think about this again until years later when I was doing some work for a local museum in Pittsburgh talking about bringing Jim Shooter in, and I heard the backstory. Starbrand was started in 86. Shooter was fired from Marvel in 87. And then later that year, his beloved Starbrand destroyed his hometown. Subtlety. Gotta love it. Pittsburghers are super provincial, and I'm no different. I love the idea of my city being sacrificed because of office politics. And my local hero being the cause of it, if it means more people talking about Pittsburgh. I, of course, promptly forgot about all of this until recently, and I still had to look it up when Hickman reintroduced Starbrand in Avengers, but hey, I got a lot of random crap floating around in my head. I can only do so much. At least I didn't pick Alpha. Stay cool, you crazy kids.
Those massive assholes at Marvel fired Jim Starlin. fired Jim Shooter and had his own character blow up his hometown. That's wow.
Passive aggressive.
That's just straight up aggressive. There's nothing passive about that.
I have a funny story about The Pit. Our dear departed friend, Big Mike, was very fond of telling a story about his collecting habits in the 90s. Specifically,
which were erratic at best.
Big Mike was always known for going after the mintiest of mint comics. It prompted us to have a joke about a level above mint called Big Mike Mint. There was mint, and then there was Big Mike Mint.
Which is now an Omaha thing.
It's an Omaha thing. It's also the name of a drink at Legend Comics and Coffee. Yes. If you are wondering why it's called that, that's why.
Do not describe your comic as that on eBay. People will not know what you're talking
about. They will not. Mike, when he was, he was about 40. So in the 90s, he would have been probably in his 20s, right? In his late 20s.
I can't do that math.
Mid to late 20s, let's say.
I think he was 8.
And Mike traded because he thought it was going to be the hot.
I remember this story.
He traded a copy of Amazing Spider-Man 129, the first appearance of the Punisher.
Oh my God.
For a copy of New Universe, The Pit, number one. And it was one of his biggest life regrets.
Woo, yeah.
And he brought it up like once a year.
Yeah.
So here's your lesson. Aaron Myers, I'm talking to you, Aaron Myers, king of flipping comics on eBay or wherever. Make good decisions.
No kidding.
The speculation about The Pit was rampant, and he fell for it.
Hey, Joe and Matt, this is Brian DuPont. Calling in my answer to the question of the week. I live in small town Chillicothe, Illinois.
Okay, so that's Brian DuPont, if you couldn't understand him. Sorry.
I understood him. What's your problem?
I didn't get it.
Famous characters. Except we have the creator of Zorro, and he was born and he went to school here. Johnson McCauley is his name. And we moved here as one of my new teaching jobs. And as soon as my wife found out, she's a giant Zorro fan. As soon as she found out, she was just kind of freaked out, and she's kind of been in charge of helping the Zorro Museum kind of get started, and that's my answer. Zorro is our hometown from small town Midwest. He is our hero. Listening to Two-Headed Nerd, come on over, see the Zorro Museum. I'll take you out to dinner, even though there is no place to eat here. So, all right.
Something weird in the call
little,
there.
A little cut skip off. In the call. Sorry about that.
Three things I did not know. One, there's a Zorro Museum. Two, the creator of Zorro is from small town somewhere.
The creator of Zorro is not, in fact, Mexican.
Is not, in fact, Spanish, because Zorro is Spanish.
No, Zorro was from Mexico.
No, dude.
Are you sure Zorro's not from Mexico?
Positive.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. I mean, obviously, I am not a Zorro fan.
You are a racist.
It's not racist to say that people are from Mexico.
They all look the same to you, don't they, Joe Patrick?
Hey, and Muy three, Gigante, am I right?
Three, there's huge Zorro fans out there. Like, I like Zorro, but like, I didn't know when he was walking around. Oh, man, I fucking love Zorro.
You know what? Brian DuPont, called in for the very first time.
Welcome aboard, Brian.
I want you to write back in on the forums or mention it next week if you answer the next question and confirm that either Matt or I are correct that Zorro is either Mexican or Spanish. We're not going to look it up. We're just going to leave it out there in the air. And I want you to correct us.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling, probably for a long time, with my answer to your question of the week. I'm calling you from inside the big Loot Crate factory in California, which is maybe why you can hear a lot of noise in the background, but hopefully this will make it through. This week's question, you asked about our favorite heroes from our hometown. Well, I am a Canadian military brat. I have about 12 hometowns, and I live in New York, and I live in Los Angeles. So there's a lot of options open to me.
Well, then this should be easy
and
for you.
And I am going to pick all of Alf Flight, because I think it is the best representation of my youth. I had a couple other answers, but I know the rule is one, so I'm going to be really good and follow that. So my love to Andrea Shuckling, my love to both of you, and be safe and make good choices. Bye.
Our little manic ray of sunshine. Princess Ashley.
Calling, this is interesting, calling from inside the Loot Crate factory.
I don't know what that means.
Which is awesome.
What's a Loot Crate?
Loot Crate is, have you seen those like subscription services you can sign up for now where it's like Nature Box or Dog Box or whatever? And it's
they send you crap.
$15 a month and you get a box a month full of...
like small purveyor garbage.
Yeah, dog treats, collectibles, whatever, depending on what you sign up for. Loot Crate is like a nerdy version of that.
Oh.
And so like one of the loot crates they send out every month is the Epic Loot Crate. And so some dude lucks out and gets like $1,000 collectible and
it's
a loot crate or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that like...
so it's like action figures and comics and stuff?
Yeah, maybe t-shirts, whatever, little tchotchkes.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's fun. Crate.
You're welcome, Loot Crate, for all the free advertising.
I'm signing up right now.
That'll be $150.
Yeah, no doubt. And if Loot Crate would like to sponsor this show, you can email us at...
so, enough about Loot Crate. Let's talk about Alpha Flight.
Love it. Love it.
I guess I can't complain.
She picked
even though Alpha Flight, just because you are from Canada, doesn't mean Alpha Flight is from where you are from.
They're all over Canada. I'll take it. I'll take it. Yeah, it is kind of saying, mine's Tony Stark, because I'm from the United States of America. You know?
but, Canadian superheroes, we can all agree, few and far between.
And totally rad.
Alpha Flight is awesome.
We love them. I love them more than Joe.
I just said they were awesome.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Oh my damn.
Hey listeners, it's the amazing Spider Brad here swinging into action. And when I'm not down at the tavern comparing beards with Orc Dave from Rat Queens and then punching Gary in the face, while I'm whipping up my answer to the question of the week. Listen up, nerds and nerdettes, misters and madams, geek. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had a little bit of a hard time on this one. I did some research online, did a little Googling, read some back issues, and you know what? I still couldn't come up with an answer. Now, I've lived in Omaha a really long time. My dad was in the Air Force, so I moved around a lot when I was a little kid. But the thing is, I think at the end of the day, as I was looking at the question the wrong way, I was thinking, well, what is my current town? Where have I lived at the most? Not so much where my home is. Now, my whole family is from a small town in Kentucky, and I'll tell you right now, the second that dawned on me, my answer came to me quite quick. You know what? Quicker than a cannonball. What? That's right, guys. Samuel Guthrie, Cannonball, leader of the New Mutants.
Now,
this is a character that I have always loved. When I was a little kid, my dad had all the issues of New Mutants, and he let me read them, which was really great. I enjoyed reading them. We lost all of them in a flood when we lived in Virginia, which was a huge letdown. But it was so cool to see this character coming from Kentucky, who was a good old boy. He was responsible, he cared about his family, and he would do anything for his siblings. I mean, the whole reason he found out about his powers was he was taking the responsibility of his dead father instead of going off to college. The only thing I guess I had to complain about was the really bad Southern accent that they gave him. But come on, he's a great character. And especially when he joined X-Force and he had those cool, like, aviator goggles. Man, what a cool character. I remember having the action figure and I would just throw him across the room. Kathoom! Crash! Because that's all he did anyway. I just thought he was really cool. And I know he's still around, and I like that. Recently saw him in Infinity, tearing it up with Sunspot like always. Cannonball, man. Cool character. I love it.
Great answer, and props for not going straight to my old Kentucky home, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, the Amazing Spider-Brad from me gets plus 50 points for picking a C-list character.
We have points all of a
sudden. Just shut up. For picking a C-list character and not going with an Omaha character like we all thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's great.
Minus 100 points for being from Kentucky and not automatically picking Raylan Givens.
Oh.
Sorry, Brad.
Wow. I do love Cannonball, but if I'm from Kentucky, man, it's hard not to go to Raylan Givens. That dude's so tough and good looking.
Or Boyd Crowder.
Oh, man. I totally go with Boyd Crowder.
Just kidding, Brad. That is a great answer. And as always, a wonderful MP3.
Before we move on to our answers, you guys demanded it. So we're going to pick our favorite answers of the week. You demanded we make this a contest, you sick freaks.
Now we're going to play you against each other.
Before we were a happy little community.
Yep.
Now it's come down to this. Joe Patrick, who was your favorite answer?
All right, I'm sticking with...
What was your favorite answer?
I'm sticking with what I said earlier. I think my favorite answer is Randy Andrews.
I like it.
Raymond Chandler.
That's good. That's a really good answer. It was very...
Super creative.
Very clever.
Had no idea he was from Nebraska, let alone Plattsmith.
Nope. Me either.
And... yeah, that's a great answer, though he is not a fictional character.
Yes.
We have already agreed that we are bending the rules. So yeah, most creative, I think.
I'll give my favorite to Shock, because questions like these make people have to make the hard choices, and she had to go with Starbrand, man. That's great.
But she didn't pick Starbrand because she couldn't find anybody.
No, I know, but Starbrand was like thrust upon her, and I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's true. And I like the Jim Starlin story.
Yeah, Jim Shooter.
I keep saying it. I like the Jim Shooter story. It's fun.
And it let us relive the Big Mike Pitt incident.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Mad props to Amazing Spider-Brad as usual. That guy, Jesus.
Knocks it out of the park with his quality.
Give me a break.
And who doesn't love Cannonball?
Not rapping.
Only jerks.
Cannonball.
Only jerks don't like Cannonball.
He's not getting enough play in New Avengers. He's not getting enough play.
I agree. I feel like he's much less visible in the Avengers, which is ironic considering it's a much more high profile team.
Him and Sunspot both. Joe Patrick, you had to switch yours. You said it yourself.
Well, I mean, it's not so much that I switched. It's that I made a conscious decision not to pick Brock Sampson.
I'm going with Brock Sampson. I'm just going to spoil it. I couldn't fight it. I can't fight it. I love that character, and I think it makes him even tougher because he's from Omaha, Nebraska.
All right, well.
I love it.
Here's a real short list of characters from the Omaha area, courtesy of none other than Randy Andrews.
Hey.
Who posted on our forums.
Nicely done, Randrew.
Penny from The Big Bang Theory. Thumbs down.
I know she was from Omaha.
Yeah, she's supposedly...
Kaylee Cuoco or whatever?
Well, the character was raised on a farm outside of Omaha, I guess.
I don't watch it, so...
Leatherneck from G.I. Joe.
I did know that.
An Omaha native.
Good call.
Wally West, who would be a no-brainer. He is not from Omaha, however. He is from Blue Valley, Nebraska, which is a made-up place.
Okay.
So, I mean...
We'll count it.
It's in the ballpark, but it's not quite.
We'll just say he's from Fremont.
Hank Pym apparently is also, well, at the very least was born in Omaha if he wasn't raised here.
Really?
Obviously he does not live in Omaha, but.
How did that escape me?
I don't know. Ted Salas, AKA the giant sized man thing.
Really?
Is from Omaha, Nebraska.
The giant sized man thing is from Omaha, Nebraska. That would have been my favorite. I love the man thing.
But
I didn't know though. I'm sticking with Brock.
My pick. For a favorite fictional character from Omaha, Nebraska that is not Brock Sampson is Scott Summers, a.k.a. Cyclops.
He's from Omaha.
Born in Alaska, but in the wake of his parents' alleged death at the hands of the Shi'ar, was raised at an orphanage in Omaha, Nebraska.
No shit. I was going to bust you out. I was like, no, dude. He's from Alaska.
I know stuff. Yeah.
Raised in Omaha in an orphanage.
You bet. Wow. Yeah. By Mr. Sinister or whatever, but still.
When Mr. Sinister was working at Boys Town.
Yeah. Boys Town. Obviously, it was Boys Town.
He ain't Heavy Lord. He's Mr. Sinister.
So of all of the of the very, very few characters to actually be from the Omaha area and not picking Wally West, even though my heart wants what it wants, I'm going with Cyclops.
I like it.
As my pick for favorite character from the area.
I like it. I'm sticking with Brock Sampson, but man, I didn't know Man-Thing was from Omaha. That would have totally been my answer. I love that answer.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't operate out of Omaha, but he was born here.
No, no, no. The rip-off Swamp Thing, though, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Whosoever knows fear burns at the touch of the Man-Thing.
It's true. I think I read that somewhere. Fun question.
Great question.
Made you guys think, made you like pick some stuff you might not normally pick. This was great. And to tell you the truth, we were going to completely switch up the question of the week, but it was just too much fun to respond to.
So let's now segue into talking about how the answer of the week is going to change.
From now on.
Obviously, in terms of the format, more often than not, it will not change at all.
Right.
There will be days that we choose to save our responses for the end because of time constraints.
Right. There might even be times where our responses are only on the forums. Who knows?
Not our answers, but our responses to your calls.
Right.
Like our interaction with you.
Or perhaps our answers. Who knows? There's no rules.
Listen, it's going to be a mixed bag.
We proved today there's no damn rules.
That's right. But we made the decision to shift the recording of the answer of the week. We were recording on two separate days. It's a lot of time.
It is.
It's a lot of effort.
It is.
And it's ruining both of our marriages, quite frankly.
It's true. And it doesn't pay enough.
It doesn't pay anything. And so we decided to shift the schedule so that we are now going to be posting the question of the week on Sundays.
This is correct.
With a Thursday deadline, firm Thursday deadline of 4 p.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. Then on Fridays or Saturdays, as is the case today, when we record the regular show, we're going to just record the whole shebang.
It's true.
And then the answer of the week will follow.
You'll get it when you get it.
Probably on its usual day of Wednesday. So when you see the answer of the week on Wednesday, it will be the previous week's question.
It'll be Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to try and stick to a Sunday schedule for our regular show, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. That should be a Sunday thing. It's my bad that we've fallen behind a little bit here and there. Look, we're going to shoot for Sundays.
Life gets in the way, and that's why we had to make some changes why we were going to try to take our answers out of the equation. But you guys spoke. You said you didn't want that, and we listened.
You bullied us until we had no choice but to do this. Now all I ask is that you donate so I can quit my job and do this full time.
Specifically, Andrea Shockling said she would quit answering the question if we weren't going to participate.
Yeah, we only have like bother? Two girls that do it. So that would be 50% of our females that call us. I think the math's a little fuzzy.
Unless you count Amazing Spider-Brad. Hey-o!
Oh, look what he did. Look what he did.
I was going to say somebody else, but I thought I quickly did the calculations in my head and I knew Brad would know I was only kidding.
Okay. And you could take Brad in a fight.
I don't know if I can take Brad in a fight.
He's kind of beefy.
He's a scrappy dude.
I met him last week. He's kind of beefy.
He's got a big beard.
He's got a big beard. Not as big as mine.
He used to have a beard that put yours to shame. He shaved it.
Not no more.
And now his beard is back.
He's a new man.
He's a new man.
Thanks again for everybody's responses. Thanks to everybody that got on the forums and responded. It is so cool that you guys want to interact with us like this. And honestly, we were at our wit's end, but we can't fight this. It's too much fun and we love it.
Yeah. We just ask that you bear with us as we slightly massage the schedule to make it easier on our non-podcasting lives. And we're going to continue to offer the things that we hope you've come to enjoy.
And if you like what we're doing here, don't be afraid to go to Two-Headed Nerd, click our PayPal button, and donate to the cause, guys. We appreciate everybody that does.
I like how you worked that in there. I wasn't going to mention anything about it.
I'm doing it.
Let's announce next week's question, since by the time they hear this, it will already be posted.
Yeah, this is a good place to do it. Well, we already did it on the show, too, though.
That's fine. We'll just remind
them. Yeah. So if you're playing along, let's talk about next week's question real quick. Joe Patrick.
Next week's question, what did you guys think of X-Men Days of Future Past? Now, by the time you hear this, the deadline is probably fast approaching.
But if they're hearing the question for the first time in this, they're idiots and aren't listening to the other show.
Well, who does that?
It's like, I can't stand the other show. I'm just here for the answer of the week.
Who listens to the answer of the week and not the main show?
Yeah, we post it on the forums too, though.
I sincerely want to know. If you are someone that listens to the answer of the week but not the main show,
Can't stand the main show. This is your jam.
Well, you don't have to
stand up and be counted. We want to know who you are.
We won't single you out. We're just curious.
Yeah, let us know.
But yes, if you're hearing this question for the first time, the deadline is Thursday, the very next Thursday.
4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, we don't record until Friday, but we're not.
4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We got rules. We're sticking to them.
That's right. This is not NOM. There are rules.
This isn't NOM. This is the answer of the week. There are rules. Usual standards apply. 3 minutes or less. Keep it concise. As you've heard, there's lots of callers contributing. I love that we got through this in a half an hour.
Yeah.
It's super rad.
That was fun. You guys did a great job with your
concise
answers.
Will it be a half an hour after you massage?
Probably be a little less even.
Hey. So, great job, everybody. The phone number is 402-819-4894. The MP3s go to twoheadednerd@gmail.com.
The forums are at thn.forums.
thnforums.boards.net.
There we go.
That's it's right. Complicated, and I wish it were different, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, folks. Thanks again for everybody that called in and answered. Thank you for bullying us into keeping the format relatively the same.
It's very gratifying.
I blame all you jerks for ruining both of our lives.
To be perfectly, to be sincere, it is nice to know that you guys give a shit about what we think.
That you care. I like that. We'll see you real soon here, guys. Thanks for tuning in. So until next time, this is the Two-Headed Nerd, signing off.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894 or using the Skype username Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the answer of the week section of the THN forums.